Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
ES Audio. From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Rachel Abbott, and this is The Leader. Today we're giving you some bonus content taken from our business show, How to Be a CEO. It's an opportunity to hear from the most powerful people behind some of the world's biggest brands. This is actually a cut-down version of the full episode. To hear the full thing, you'll need to hit the link in the show notes. Find a new episode of How to Be a CEO every Monday morning, and why not give it a rate, review, and follow whilst you're there. Now, let's begin.
What did we even do before quick commerce put all those mopeds on our streets and all those snacks in our cupboards? Actually, the model's been around longer than you think.
Some people think that quick commerce, as it's sometimes referred to, benefited from the pandemic. But actually, people were already ordering convenience retail on kind of takeaway or takeout platforms.
Steve O'Hea is strategy VP of Zap, which raised around $200 million in Series B funding this year. Even Lewis Hamilton got on board. It was one of the earliest entrants to the instant grocery market, which is now booming with lots of rivals.
There was a lot of competition, and we saw that some of our competitors were offering extremely generous discounts. We never really did a tremendous amount of that, and I think that's paid off, because since some of that, you know, that venture capital money has dried up and competitors are not throwing money at customers, we got the right kind of customers in the first place.
I'm David Marsden from the Evening Standard. We're going to be talking to Steve about instant groceries and Zap. But Steve, who has muscular dystrophy, is also a pioneer for disabled people in business. So we'll be looking at how the remote working world has opened up new opportunities too.
One of the good things that came out of the pandemic, and there weren't many, you know, to be clear, but it definitely removed that glass ceiling.
This is How to Be a CEO. How do these instant delivery growth companies like yours actually work? Because to me, it almost feels kind of miraculous. I go on the app, hit what I need, I order something, and then it turns up 15 minutes later. How? How is this happening, Steve?
No, you're absolutely right. There's definitely a little bit more to it than that. As I always like to explain, you know, behind your favourite bag of crisps or your favourite bottle of wine is actually a pretty complex new supply chain, right, that gets products from the direct brands we work with and the wholesale into our big giant London distribution centre, and then that goes out and replenishes each of our individual Zap stores. I think we have around a dozen of those in London. They're the local micro fulfillment centres where we stock our products, because we act as both the retailer and the delivery service. And then from there, of course, as you rightly point out, you place your order on Zap, and then our store associates pick the products, place them in the bags for the riders, and our own employed riders then deliver your Zap moment on our all-electric fleet to your door in minutes, 24/7. So yeah, that's how the magic happens.
So you guys launched, I think, 2020, which is roughly the pandemic era. It's probably not the best time to open a business, Steve, but actually with something like this, maybe it is.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, there's two ways of thinking about this. Some people perhaps misunderstand and think that speedy delivery, grocery, or quick commerce, as it's sometimes referred to, was something that, you know, grew up in and benefited from the pandemic. And that perhaps when lockdowns ended, that kind of customer demand might reduce. But actually, what our founders at Zap, Navid and Joe, you know, figured out early on is that people were ordering convenience retail on kind of takeaway or takeout platforms, right? And that would see, you know, gig economy riders going into other people's convenience stores and hoping the products that you wanted were in stock and that you would hopefully get it within a short time span. And what they realized is that there was that pent-up demand for a more convenient way of ordering sort of drinks, snacks, and essential groceries, and even other kind of household items. But they're doing it on these takeout platforms wasn't really cutting it, right? So that was the thesis. And it wasn't really about the pandemic. And in fact, what we've seen, which is really, really encouraging from our point of view, is that since lockdowns ended and the kind of world opened up again, that need for, you know, living in the moment, for kind of spontaneity and urgent need as we start to get back to much more complicated, busier lives, has just meant that Zap has continued to grow and really, you know, convenience is having its moment post lockdowns.
It certainly is having its moment, because I mean it's a very competitive market for what you're doing. So how are you surviving in this environment?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, this is quite an old fashioned business in the sense that I think what is going to win in this space is customer experience, right? Which is really being able to deliver on that customer promise. So in our case, we our sort of top line promises that we deliver within minutes, that's usually around 20 to 30 minutes max. We aim for 20 or less. And it's about consistently keeping that delivery promise, but also ensuring that you have the right catalog, so the right product range, to suit those spontaneity and urgent need use cases, and that you are able to ensure that what you have in stock is actually in stock. And then, you know, then there's other aspects, obviously, to customer experience, having a great shopping experience on the app, et cetera, et cetera. But in the end, it just comes down to, let's say, pretty simple, which is within this space, it's going to be about customer experience and the company that has the most consistent and high quality customer experience, I think, wins out. And in fact, like an interesting data point is when someone comes onto Zap and they make their first order, when that experience lives up to our promise or exceeds it, they automatically become the most loyal customers, and we see that. So it really does make a difference. If it's easier to order on Zap than it is perhaps when you're super busy to go down to the shops yourself, then that's where we win.
So you're experiencing a kind of customer loyalty there, finding out that after the first order, they stay with you?
Yeah, I mean, to be, you know, completely candid, in the early months, year of this space, there was a lot of competition and we saw that some of our competitors were offering extremely generous discounts, right? Essentially, they were throwing money at people. And I think there was definitely going to be customers that were quite savvy and shopped around. We never really did a tremendous amount of that. Our vouchering was single-digit revenue compared to, we've heard, up to 20, 30% revenue through discounts for some others in the space. And I think that was really smart on our part, if I dare say, because what it allowed us to do was to attract the right kind of customers from day one. And they were customers where they loved our product selection, they loved our customer promise, but most importantly, we were solving a genuine problem in their lives, which is letting them live in the moment and make the most of the moment. And I think that's paid off, because since some of that, you know, that venture capital money is dried up and competitors are not throwing money at customers, we got the right kind of customers in the first place.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The listeners won't be able to see this, but you're a wheelchair user. Did that before now inhibit the opportunities for you? Could you have worked in your position now before remote working and Zoom and all the other things became a thing?
Yeah, no, it's something that I've asked myself. I think, look, the way I built my journalism career was I developed a phenomenal ability to network online and to get sources to trust me and build those key relationships you need as a journalist almost entirely from my bedroom in a bungalow in North London, right? But whether I could then take that same approach to become, you know, an executive at a tech company, especially one as, you know, heavily invested in as Zap, was something that I perhaps didn't really think could happen pre-pandemic. So I'd often, you know, I'd often get tentative sort of job offers or explore opportunities. And as soon as I breached the subject around, like, is it possible to work from home most of the week, or if not entirely, the entire week, some of those conversations dried up. So I think it did have a material difference, but most of all, more how I perceived opportunity. So once sort of work from home became, you know, the new normal, even if it didn't exactly last, but it just removed that sort of age old excuse, either in my head, in how I perceived opportunities, or in reality. And so, yeah, I genuinely believe that one of the good things that came out of the pandemic, and there weren't many, you know, to be clear, it was a pretty miserable time I was shielding, you know, for over 2 years. But it definitely removed that glass ceiling, either in my head or quite literally. And yeah, and I ended up joining Zap. And it was a great story because I was actually writing about Zap. I was going to break their initial funding round. So I remember calling up the Zap CEO and I'm like, hey, I know you don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to break your funding news. And then I was pushing for more details. And I said, look, you need to hurry up because I might not be at TechCrunch for that much longer. And he said, why? And I was like, well, I'm looking at a couple of opportunities. And he said, well, why don't you come and work for us? Well, what would I do? What does a journalist do at a speedy grocery company? And we got talking, we realized that we had so much in common in terms of how we saw the industry going and the opportunity. And well, as you say, the rest is history.
Yeah, and I guess you probably had a bit of insight into how people will want to use a service like that because of your own disability.
Yeah, no, that's certainly true. And I know initially I felt it was product offering and an experience that I could relate to. During the lockdowns, yeah, I mean, I went deep in online grocery shopping, and also worked out this kind of idea that when you think about the grocery or the food in industry as a whole, I could already see that different aspects of it were being picked off, and companies were offering to do one thing and do it really well. So in a sense, you know, the sort of overall grocery shopping experience was being unbundled, right? So anything from kind of those meal kit delivery services where you order, you know, the recipe kit and you kind of cook it at home, to something like Zap where it's about those spontaneous purchases. And I was already, during the pandemic, ordering organic meat from a specialist and just seeing the way I say that the supermarket experience was being unbundled and kind of digitized and brought online, and yet convenience retail seemed to be the one that was furthest behind. And therefore a huge, huge opportunity for a company like Zap.
That was Steve here from Zap. For more business interviews, news, analysis and commentary, go to standard.co.uk/business or pick up the Evening Standard newspaper. How to Be a CEO will be back first thing Monday morning. I'll see you then.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.